Treasury's latest solution.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The Treasury just keeps bringing it. New plans to fix the economy. This one isn't official. It's just a proposal right now. But the idea is to lower mortgage rates to entice buyers in the housing market. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
The government is looking at persuading banks to lend at rates of 4.5%. That's a percentage point lower than the current rate for a typical 30-year mortgage. The government would buy the mortgage-backed securities that underpin those home loans. The idea is with Treasury taking that risk off their hands, banks will feel freer to lend at lower interest rates. Chris Mayer of Columbia Business School backs the plan. He says there are millions of unsold houses on the market, pulling prices ever downward.
And by reducing borrowing rates, the government would be providing really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people to get into the housing market and to purchase a home at low prices and even lower mortgage rates.
Mayer says that would break the cycle of falling house prices that's helping to keep the economy in the doldrums. But others say the plan won't help enough people because only the most creditworthy borrowers will be able to sign up. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The Bank of England cut its main interest rate today. So did Sweden's bank. So did the European Central Bank. These were deep cuts, too. Sweden's was almost 2%. In Britain, rates are as low as they've ever been. And that goes back to about the time Isaac Newton discovered gravity. 17th century. So far in Europe, stocks are mixed. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 19 points, just a fraction, to 85.72. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are just off by a few points. In Asia, the markets had a mixed day as well. Congressman Barney Frank will give a speech today about re-regulating the financial system. His Financial Services Committee will take up the issue next month. Marketplace's Steve Henn caught up with Frank.
For Barney Frank, it's obvious America's fragmented system of financial regulation simply doesn't work.
Here's the deal. If you start to regulate by institution, pretty soon somebody will decide to be the kind of institution that's not quite covered by the regulation.
By summer, Frank hopes to overhaul this entire regulatory mess. He'd like to give one regulator, probably the Federal Reserve, broad new powers to rein in high flyers and constrain what he sees as excessive risk-taking.
If you're a bank right now, you can only lend a certain amount more than your capital. But if you are another institution, a hedge fund, an investment bank, etc., you've been under no such constraints.
Frank would like to see capital reserve requirements for any institution that wants to play in Wall Street's sandbox. He's also a fan of ideas like a Financial Services Safety Commission that could make sure your mortgage doesn't do you in. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Looks like Black Friday gave retailers a little boost in November sales. So, as one analyst put it, sales were terrible instead of miserable. Macy's and Kohl's both had 10% drops compared to last November. Walmart, of course, was one of the few stores to do fairly well. Then again, Walmart was sued yesterday by the family of the employee trampled to death on Black Friday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
It appears former Senator Tom Daschle will be Barack Obama's health secretary. Yesterday, Daschle held a conference call with about 1,000 people to talk about ideas for health care reform. Time to visit with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, reform is obviously needed. But can we really afford something like universal health care with everything else going on in the economy?
First of all, this would be spending that would help out Main Street, the average worker. We're in this recession dated back to December. We all get the feeling that the recession is getting worse. And so all these workers losing their jobs. And guess what happens when they lose their jobs? they lose their health care. Their family loses their health care.
So are you suggesting that we spend on health care as a stimulus package for the economy?
Absolutely. As a stimulus package for the economy, partly, it's the right thing to do. Rather than this notion that we can't do it, we can't afford it, an economic crisis provides the opportunity of two real benefits. It will be part of the fiscal stimulus, and it will help out those families. Think about families when they lose their job. You can't time when your kids get sick. So this would really help people out. But it's not one of these notions that, you know, well, we need people to shop more. No, we don't need people to shop more, but people need economic security. They need to feel better. They need to not have to worry about their children getting sick. This is a good fiscal stimulus package. Embrace it and go big.
How much do you think it would cost to do this right and not skimp on it so much that it doesn't improve the system?
Well, Dean Baker's number that he uses is about $160 billion, and that seemed like a reasonable number to me. And that's a reasonable number for a fiscal stimulus. I don't know how much more the economy could absorb in terms of those figures. It's using tax credits, a little bit of mandates, opening up Medicare, opening up Medicaid. Longer term, you set up a better system.
I have to say, $160 billion a few months ago probably would have sounded like a lot more. But recently,
that's right. What was the old famous quip from Everett Dirksen? You know, $1 billion here, $1 billion there, and all of a sudden you're talking real money.
Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Feel free to share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. The fallout just keeps coming in the job market. Today, AT&T said it would eliminate 12,000 jobs, about 4% of its workforce. DuPont said it's cutting 2,500 jobs. And Viacom is slashing about 850. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.